B-Pod Studios.
Touchdown, Patriot! You can come in this building. You can kick all the little field goals you want. You can go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got three. We're on the board. 58-yard freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Well, yeah, Football Friday with Scott Zolak is brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank, proudly going beyond banking to serve you better. So listen to Zoe call the Clinton Savings coin toss during Sunday's game. Visit ClintonSavings.com. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender. You see how smooth that was, Scott? You hear that?
What?
That was a radio.
Paper in front of you. You should be able to read it.
Wow. Yeah, fine.
He knows.
All right, Scott, coming up.
You're a radio guy. Come on.
That's it. All right, Scott, coming up. LBF's got a fun getting to know Zoe question, right, LBF?
Yes, it has to do with music. And ego.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Last week you said our music was corny, so we're going to see about that. All right. So we're shuffling off to Buffalo. They're 3-0. We're 3-0. Are you scared?
It's a tough spot, no doubt about it. I'm not scared. I mean, Brady's record against the Buffalo Bills is better than any other team he's faced. Rarely loses to this team. But the question is, you know, he's going to have all his weapons, you know. Still don't have the tight end. Julian Edelman may not play in this game. Who knows? If you take Edelman out of the mix, you do get James White back. But I mean, let's not forget, defense has only allowed really no touchdowns pretty much this year. You had the field goal early with Pittsburgh. We had the two special teams gaffed last week and the pick six. So, you know, the defense still should be able to hold them down. We should be able to get up there and squeak out a win. Low-scoring game.
Are they a legit 3-0 team in your mind?
Yeah, I think they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Better than we'd think.
I mean, it's not sexy, but the big thing is they've come back, and in other games and other years where they've killed themselves, they've lost games that way. So, hey, I don't care who you play in this league. You get the 3-0, you're 3-0.
That's it. Okay.
Hey, Zoe, I'm just curious. Is Buffalo, like, your least favorite? Is it the worst stadium to go into?
Okay.
So yeah. Have you been to – I don't know if you've been out publicly to WROR events yet.
Yes.
Yeah, we've done a few.
You sort of get to know your listeners and what they look like and this. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would kind of say this with other stations, you know, sort of the classic rock genre. Buffalo stuck in the 80s. And I would equal Bill's Mafia to sort of the WRR fan base.
Really? Wow.
All right, really?
That seems a little unfair.
Hey, it's a great fan base because they like to go out and have folding tables and eat chicken wings and drink beer and, you know, a grill and watch football. I mean, that's classic blue-collar guy stuff.
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
You know, nothing wrong with that. Okay.
Like
the only problem, the only problem is they don't like to wear gloves when it gets cold. They take their hand to put them down the backside of other people that they go to the games with.
Oh, my.
Is there something wrong with that?
Hey, I got ways up. I like to keep my hands warm with gloves.
Yeah. Okay. It's starting to sound more and more fun. All right, LBF, what is your getting to know Zoe question?
Oh, hello, Zoe.
Hi, buddy.
All right, here's my question. Every time you walk into a room, this song would play. What's the song?
Mm. Ooh. Right. Oh, that's a good one. You know, I kind of dug the REO thing, but I mean, you want everybody to have that smile on your face and feel good. I'd go Mbop by Hanson.
No.
What?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, sir. Are you serious?
So.
Every time.
Yeah. Or Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Holy cow. Wow.
You know, every week surprise me. I mean,
Who doesn't have a good time when you hear those songs?
No, you're 100% right. I just, wow. You just fascinate me.
I'll give you Party in the USA. That's a little Mbop. Come on.
No, Mbop is good. You can't help but, like,
Oh, man, you remember in The Hangover 2 when Alan's driving down a road and that draft gets decapitated? That was funny.
There's nothing like a Hanson tune to go with that.
You know what?
Decapitated giraffe.
Oh, my God.
God, man.
So, that's amazing.
That's hilarious.
I told you, Bob. These segments get weird, man.
At last week, he goes, yeah, you guys play that corny music. Okay.
Well, we're going to have to play some Hanson.
Okay, Miley.
No, yeah. I mean, I listen to your station all the time. It's just that one song.
Okay. All right. Got it. All right. What's yours, LBF?
Oh, mine's I Just Want to Celebrate by Rare Earth.
All right. Mine?
I never even heard of that.
It's so good. I'll play it for you in the hallway when I walk in the door. Yeah.
I'd go with Dire Straits' Money for Nothing. That is a great theme song.
Really?
Yeah, just
that
money
describe
for nothing.
Your career?
Exactly.
songs that I picked, that it hits you right when you walk in. You can't walk in and stand on the wall and lean there for 20 seconds until the song gets going.
Exactly. It's got to be like right off the bat.
All right, Scott. Great job. Give us a score.
I got Patriots 23-16 this weekend.
Ooh. Mark it down,
boy,
Brian.
That's
Mark
a close
it down.
One.
That's closer than we thought. All right. Thank you, Scott. Great call. We'll see you in the hallway.
We'll hear you on the call on Sunday.
That's right. Good stuff.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.